This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is it that God is looking for? You know, when I go to a clothing department store and somebody greets me as a salesperson there, they oftentimes want to know, and I want to share with them what it is that I am looking for. I'm looking for the big, tall department, at least the big department. I'm looking for a suit and a tie. I'm looking for a shirt to go with that. I've got all that. Now, if that salesperson then takes me to the baby department and shows me some baby shoes, I'm going to think something's wrong with them. I'm going to say, well, no, obviously you didn't hear me. You weren't listening to me. I want the big and tall. I'm looking for this. And they take me to the ladies department. I'm saying, sir, you're not hearing. You're not. They said, listen, we got some great deals on some lady shoes today. And I said, sir, you're trying to sell me something that I'm not looking for. I go to buy a car, and I tell somebody, listen, I'm looking for an F-250. I'm looking for a diesel. I'm looking for a four-wheel drive. I've got all this. And they take me to the little mini cars. I'm thinking, well, you're not getting – you're trying to sell me – listen, we got some great deals on these little mini cars today. And I'm saying, sir, you're trying to sell me something that I'm not looking for. Or maybe I'm trying to buy a house, and I want a house that is out in the country. I don't want to even see my neighbor's house. I want that much land, and they take me downtown and show me an apartment complex. And I'm saying, they say, well, but we got some great deals on these apartment complexes this month. And I'm saying, sir, you're trying to sell me something that I'm not looking for. I wonder sometimes if we're not like that salesman and we're trying to sell God something that he is not looking for. My friends, in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse number 30, God says, "And I sought for a man among them, that he should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." You see, God was looking for something. Now, there were a lot of men around. That is, in the generic sense of mankind, there were a lot of people everywhere. There were a lot of men in gender-wise. There were a lot of men, probably gruff men, probably real John Wayne-type men around at that particular time. But God was not looking for that. God was looking for a righteous man who could stand in the gap. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 13, the Bible says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong." Here is the imagery of battle, and conflict and war vibrates from every word of this exhortation. It is an appeal to the Christian to come to the defense of the gospel in a stirring manner, just like a commander would give to his troops in a very critical time of battle. Paul stands before the church at a very critical time in their history at Corinth, and he says, "Watch ye." That is, watch for the enemy's approach. Be aware that he is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Stand fast in the faith. That is, that a Christian should be fixed in his stance for the faith of the gospel. Never desert it. Never renounce it. Quit ye like men. Show yourselves to be men in Christ by your steadiness and firm stand in the gospel. Perform like noble and worthy soldiers who would die for the cause that they are standing for. Be strong. Do not waver. Hold the line. Hold the defense of the gospel. You see, every single sentence in that verse is all about warfare. God is looking for men. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, David, it says, drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, "I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man." In Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, here's God speaking to Jeremiah. I want you to hasten. I want you to run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem to see now and to know and to seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man. If there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. God was looking for a man. But you know what? God doesn't have the same standard that you and I do of manhood. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse number 7, as Samuel has seen David's oldest brother, and he looks upon him and he says, surely here is the next king of Israel. And the Lord says unto Samuel, look not upon his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. There was something about David's eldest brothers that their character was at flaw. And we see that exhibited in chapter 17 as David is about to go and to fight against the giant Goliath. You remember that his brothers were there. David is taking lunch to his brothers. They were there. They had heard for 40 days. They had heard that call. They had heard that call of Goliath, where he came and defied the armies of the living God. And they did nothing. They did not by faith say, I will face this giant. See, they did not have enough faith in God to face the giants. That they were monitoring the problem, but they were not fixing the problem. Kind of like LifeLock commercial, you know? Why monitor a problem if you're not going to fix it? Well, we've got a lot of individuals that know what the problem is. They're able to analyze and to monitor what the problem is, but we need men. God is looking for men who are able to fix the problems. The only problem is that we're using the wrong standard to determine the men for the job. So you think about 1 Samuel 16 or Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. See, those are three things that we look for in a leader today. He's got to have the wisdom of the world, the might of men today, and the riches of the world. But he says, oh no, let the man that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth, for in these things delight I, saith the Lord. Well, in what things? In loving kindness, in judgment, and in righteousness. Oh, Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. God is not looking for the same thing that you and I oftentimes are looking for. But I'll tell you what, God is in desperate need. He is looking for, scouring the earth, running to and fro, sending his men to see if he can find men of faith and vision. Proverbs 29 and verse number 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Proverbs 11 and 14, where no counsel is, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You got to love Judges chapter 5 and verse number 2, where it says, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, for the people willingly offered themselves. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, and even Issachar, also Barak. He also sent on foot into the valley for the division of Reuben. Notice this. There were great thoughts of heart. These men were great men in thought, you see. They were willing to be the leader. Let me suggest this to you as we close today's episode, and that is that every person that every family, that every church needs a workable plan for the future that is so big, that is so bold, that we would surely fail without the providential aid of God on our side. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." In Mark 9 and 23, Jesus said unto them, "If thou canst believe," if thou canst just but believe, "all things are possible to him that believe." Maybe we don't receive because we have not asked. Matthew 7 in verse number 7, "Ask and you shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." My friends, it is important that we understand that God is looking for men today, that he is looking for a particular kind of men, of vision and faith. All that we need, leaders that would so understand what God is looking for today in men. Strive, my friends, to be the kind of man that God is looking for.